Introduction.
Do you light up a room when you walk in? Have you always wanted to?
You know the woman I'm talking about. She acts as if she has no cares in the world. She's that feminine woman who looks put together, self-assured, and confident. On the other hand, do you sometimes feel a little insecure or shy or awkward? Perhaps you wish you could be like her and command the room. Well, I have great news for you. You can. You already have everything you need. You just may not realize it. You can be fun and fearless, walk in confidence, be fully female, and light up a room. This book is for all of you females who've ever felt like you were on the outside looking in, for those of you who always or often have felt less than. It's also for you ladies who don't feel feminine and don't even like the word. You may have grown up with brothers. Maybe your dad always told you he wanted a boy and you've tried to live up to that. It's for all women who feel they need a little help being a little more fun, fearless, or feminine. If you're like me, you may find that it fluctuates. Sometimes I feel strong and fearless, and other times, not so much. As well, often I feel fun, but not always. I think the key lies in being open, vulnerable, and being aware of what's happening in our lives when it's happening, and looking at our choices.
A few years ago, our family went through an interesting time, for lack of a better word. We had a huge financial crisis,
an intervention for our daughter, and had to close our company, all in an 18-month to 2-year time frame. We had a lot of difficult choices to make. Believe me, when this was all going on, there were times when fear tried to pull us down. Fear of the unknown, fear of what's ahead, fear of can we make it? And it wasn't exactly what I'd call fun. It's what we do in those times and the choices we make. Are we going to stay in the muck or climb out? I don't think we ever see the end of the rainbow, but we do move ahead one step at a time. We choose faith. Our faith in who God is and who He created us to be brought us out of that crisis. In this book, I'll be sharing some of the lessons I've learned during that time. You truly can walk through the fire and not get burned. You can also choose not to live in the crisis, but still have peace and joy, and you can walk in confidence. This book is for you. You can use it however you want. On the days when you're feeling scared or afraid, go and read the Being Fearless chapters. Or if you're feeling bored and stuck, check out the fun chapters. There are questions and fill in the blanks. Use them as you wish. For me, I find my mind will focus better if I write things down. Again, this is for you. Read it all at once or chapter by chapter. Use it as a workbook. Share it. Whatever feels right to you. Also, as an aside, I use the words female, woman, lady, gal interchangeably, as we are all called and call ourselves by all of the above. God has so much in store for you. No matter where you are on your journey, you can hold your head up and walk in confidence. You can face the fears that hold you back. You can smile and have fun along the way and enjoy your journey. Step out today and take just one small step toward your passion. The time is now. Step into your greatness to become the woman God created you to be. It's not about doing more. It's about being and letting yourself shine. You already have everything you need. Enjoy being the fun, fearless female that you are.